Blog Talk Radio.
This is Kelly Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuits and Tea Mystic. We have a real treat tonight. I have my friend Willie back on tonight to give a talk on his, the way he sees things and the hope for the children. Also, happy June. And June 20th, I'll have a show again on what choices, attitude, and perceptions. And you can call in and see and for one question and how choices has affected your life. So I'm going to bring my friend Willie on, and we'll get to listen to his neat perspective. Hello, Willie. How are you?
Hey, all to y'all, dear Kelly Jo. I'm honored to be on your radio show. A lot of people are not really happy these times, and I hope to give some happy stories and so to make people aware of things.
And thank you for coming on. You have such a neat perspective, and I can't wait for you to share it with our listeners.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'll go ahead and start. I live up here on the mountain. And I got two brand new baby fawns. These
Aww.
Little deer are really, really cute. They're only about a foot and a half tall, and mom is so proud, and she came by the window. I live in a Hogan. It's a Navajo design. It's a half Hogan, half cabin. It has
oh,
six
neat.
Sides. Yeah, and I got and so I live real simple, surrounded by lots and lots of trees, and as far as I can see. And the thing about, I notice how nature works and how it can give us a warning. That I track, up here, I track deer, elk, bear. I got squirrels and skunk, and I got a fox now. and the way nature takes care of the little fawns so the mountain lion doesn't get them is they lay down on the ground, and the autumn leaves are falling, and the autumn leaves are a pale yellow, and the little fawns have pale yellow spots, and so that way a mountain lion can walk right by and not see them.
Oh,
and
neat.
Mom
camouflage.
Tells them to, yeah, it's camouflage. That's where they got it from in the military. They got it from the Indian people. The Cherokees had great warriors, and they had women warriors, and they had Wilma Mankiller and Nancy Ward, and a woman could join a society and not be put down if she passed some of the tests, and a man could join a woman's society if he passed some of the tests and not be put down, and so there's a balance coming. So the main thing about the corn, long ago, in the knowledge that I've learned, I've lived with the Hopi people, and they have the four colors of corn. And the corn giver came long ago, and her hair was the color of the sun. And when you open the corn, you can see the strands of her golden hair. And so we have the red corn to remember. And each world was purified because of no love among people. And so now we have every 3,600 years, Planet X, what they call Nibiru, comes by. And it's causing a shift in the poles of the Earth. So I invite the listener, make a fist. That represents the iron solid core of the Earth. Now, on top of your fist, put your other hand and slide it over. That's the mantle of the Earth. And so the mantle is sliding over. So we're seeing record hot, record cold, more volcanoes, and more tornadoes, unusual weather, everything. And so the thing, what you want to do is you want to prepare. You want to be able to survive all the changes that are coming.
And that's why we're having more earthquakes?
Yeah, because if you put your hand on top of your fist, every time your fingers hit a bump, hit the knuckle on the other hand, that's an earthquake. And so right now, Southern California is getting earthquake swarms. Mount St. Helens, Mount Rainier, Mount Hood, all three volcanoes in the Northwest are getting earthquake swarms. On May the 18th, 1980, Mount St. Helens had earthquake swarms, and it erupted on May 18th, but it gave 3 months' warning. And now, on May 18th, last month, the earthquake swarm started with Mount St. Helens, Mount Hood, Mount Rainier. And so those are warning signs. When you hear the word swarm, you know it's getting ready. In early day China, they had what they call earth scientists before communism came in. And the earth scientists had over 10,000 volunteers all over China. and the volunteers would call in from one certain area, and they would say something like, "My dogs barked all night. They never do that." And a few doors down from that person, "My cats are jumping all over the furniture. They never do that." And a few doors down, "The fish are jumping out of the fish pond onto the sand. I've never seen anything like it." And so those are signs of an earthquake, and the earth scientists were able to predict earthquakes exactly where they would happen next. So there was a big city that had a big 7-point earthquake in China, and the whole city fell down and nobody died because they all listened to the earth scientists. And then when the Gang of Four, that was communism, came into China in the early 70s, and the Gang of Four said, no, only communist scientists will be able to predict earthquakes. And so that's the stupidity that we live with today. So there was a big 7-point earthquake that hit another big city in China. The whole city fell down, and 30,000 people died. The next day, a 6.8 earthquake got rid of the volunteers. And so I want everyone listening, listen to the animals. Dogs will bark all night. There'll be an unusual quiet in the sky before an earthquake. And those are warning signs. And we have lost our sixth sense, our connection to the animals and to the earth. Our earth is a living being. Her hair is white, the North Pole. The lakes are her eyes. The surrounding trees around the lakes are her eyelashes, so she can look up at the beauty of brother, sun, sister, moon, and the stars. Her nose is Mount Humphrey, highest mountain in Arizona. And below Mount Humphrey is the U.S. government state park. It's called the Blowhole State Park. And the Hopi called it Yaponsa. And so,
and what does Yaponsa mean?
Yaponsa, yeah, it's below Mount Humphrey. There's an old village right there. You can sit there by her nostril, and Mother Earth breathes in at 30 miles an hour, and then for 6 hours, and there's a 2-hour lull, and she breathes out for 6 hours. And the other nostril is over by Mount Taylor, New Mexico. These mountains are sacred to the Hopi, the Zuni, the Navajo, and the Ute. And so she breathes in, she breathes out, just like we do. And you can sit there and feel the air rushing in. On a 100-degree Arizona day, you can put your face in her nostril and feel the air blowing out. Ice cold air. And so that's how our earth is alive. It's a living being. We walk on her skin. And so her mouth is the Grand Canyon. Her lipstick is red, Colorado. That's also her saliva, red, the Colorado River. And she cools her skin in the hottest part of the United States between Arizona and California. It gets 100, 110, 120. 100. I've been there 130 degrees. And she pours the Colorado River cools her skin. Mother Earth likes to pour cold water on her skin in that area. Her breath are Popocatépetl, Colima, volcanoes. Right now there are 40 volcanoes going off all over the world. And so she's giving out the lava. Lava is the milk of the Earth Mother. The lava is full of sulfur. We do not have sulfur in our soil anymore, so people are gaining weight. But we go to Hawaii, it's all volcanic ash, and there's sulfur. And look how beautiful Hawaii is. We did not haul Earth from the mainland to Hawaii. She made her own. And so it's full of sulfur, and we need that in our food. So the volcanoes put out the sulfur. The trees are the hairs on the Earth Mother. And so as man cuts down the trees, notice women today. A lot of them are cutting their hair off short. And so as man cuts down the trees, women cut their hair off. And so a woman runs barefoot around in the kitchen because she's the go-between Mother Earth and the man's stomach. And she's connected to the earth that way. And she's opening up her holes as she's giving birth to the new fifth world. We are on the fourth world right now, and she's giving birth to the fifth world. And she does not want the new baby hurt with any bombs, rockets, or missiles. And she's screaming. A woman screams when she gives birth. And people are hearing sounds in the sky. And they're going, well, I never heard nothing like that before. And so she's screaming. And so as she gives birth, now she doesn't want that new baby hurt, does she? No, uh-uh. And so it's what we're seeing now is she's shaking and she's screaming. And a woman shakes and screams when she's giving birth. So as she opens up her holes, we're supposed to throw all the bombs, missiles, and rockets down into those sinkholes that are opening up. And if we don't do it, it's in the Hopi letter to the United Nations, a higher power will do it for us. It's also in the Tree of Peace Society by Jake Swamp. Jake Swamp was in charge of the Tree of Peace Society of the Oneida Indian Nation up in Oneida, New York. And that prophecy said that one day the Great Tree of Peace would be cast aside, and in the bowl of the hole, all the weapons of war would go down in that hole. And so she's opening up her sinkholes. And everybody wants peace. P-E-A-C-E. Put everything aside and care for everyone. P-E-A-C-E. So if you want peace, we got to get off our butt and do it. But the war minds will say, oh, no, no, no. Those weapons cost millions of dollars. We can't do that. So if we act as human beings, I'll give you an example. So Sister Moon is giving us signs. Half moon is cause, full moon is effect. As the Victorian era goes out, the greed, we're going to see victory over European thinking. VE Day comes in. It spells half moon is the letter D, full moon is the letter O. If half moon is ovulation, full moon is menstruation. And so our Mother Earth gives us signs. It spells D-O-V-E, divine order verified eternally. And so this is the great Turtle Island, and this is the voice of the turtle. And she's shaking. And so the vibration is the same. Turtle Island, turtle dove. And so we watch the dove as it comes in. It's the only bird that does this. See? Turtle Island, turtle dove. And so Turtle Island, the head of the turtle, is South America. The long neck, in Spanish, my mother's side of the family were from Buenos Aires, Argentina. My dad's side was Cherokee. And so, la gran cabeza del tortuga, the head of the turtle, is South America. The long neck, they call it the pescuezo, is Central America. The shoulders are Mexico. One leg sticks out in the ocean. That's the leg of winds, Florida. The other leg sticks out in the ocean. That's Baja California. And that's the leg that shakes. To the northeast, that's the leg of ice. That's Maine and New Hampshire. And to the northwest, that's the leg of fire. Mount St. Helens, Mount Lassen, Mount Rainier, Mount Baker, and so on. And so if you stretch out your arm and look at the bone sticking up between your wrist and your hand, that's your wrist bone. That is grandfather. That runs your hand. Got to hand it to you, see? That is Yellowstone. Now look at your veins going to your fingers. You've got five fingers sticking straight out. You see your veins? Those are the same as the lava going to the volcano. So the middle finger is little sister. And grandfather said, when little sister screams, big brothers will answer. So it goes from Yellowstone to your middle finger, and that is Mount St. Helens. When a woman screams, she can break glass with her voice. The glass is made from silica sand. And so Helen was the first artisan of the Catholic Church. And there's a glass factory in Seattle, Washington, making glass artifacts from the sand of Mount St. Helen. On either side of her are big brothers, Mount Hood, Mount Rainier, Mount Lassen, Mount Baker. And those are the four brothers. And so up by Bend, Oregon, are three sisters volcanoes. And the lava inside the middle sister is rising. The three sisters are called Faith, Hope, and Charity. And so if the lava is rising on Hope, the middle volcano, it will go higher than the other two sisters, Faith and Charity, on either side. So raise your free hand and stick up three fingers. Now bring the two fingers down on either side of the middle finger, and that's what Mother Earth is saying to the destroyers. So we have to take care of her. Everything has a purpose, every human being. Going to water was a sacred thing from the Cherokee. One morning the chief said, I think I'll go to water today. And so going to water was sacred because the river takes away your problems, your worries, all the bad negative thoughts you might have in your mind. And so you sit by the river and you watch the water go by. And the chief said, I want to go see the fish jump. I want to see the ducks and the geese fly. So the chief packed a lunch sack and he went down to the river. And he sat down on a big boulder, and he set his lunch sack on the ground. And when he did, he saw the most beautiful, precious stone he had ever seen. And he picked it up, and he said, why, this is beautiful. It's the size of a baseball, and it was translucent, and it sparkled, and it glowed. And he said, why, this is the most precious stone I've ever seen. And he said, I knew I could, if I were to sell it, I could get some money for it. And so the chief put a precious stone in his lunch sack. And he sat there eating his cornbread, watching the river flow by. And pretty soon an Indian from another tribe came by and he said, oh, chief, I have not eaten all day. Do you have anything I could eat? And the chief said, why, certainly. And so he opened the lunch sack and he took out some cornbread. And when he opened the lunch sack, the Indian saw that beautiful, precious stone. And he said, oh, what a beautiful stone. He said, yes, it is. He said, chief, you think I could have that stone? Why, certainly. And the chief gave the stone to the Indian. And so the next day, the chief said, I had such a good time at the river yesterday. I think I will go again today. So he packed another lunch sack. And he went down and he sat on the same boulder. And pretty soon the same Indian came by and he said, oh, chief, I want to return to you this beautiful, precious stone because I want something that is far, far more valuable than the stone. And he said, well, what could that be? And he says, that thing that's inside of you that made you give me this stone. And so each one of you listening, you each have that precious stone inside of you. And so because of the negativity and the news and all the things that are going on, you don't want to release it because of fear. And so fear is like the river. Back to the river. I was a river guide, and a good river guide hears rapids up ahead, and he will throw a stick in the river. And the stick will go around the rocks and the boulders, and you follow the stick when you got a, if you got a raft full of ten people, and you're going to take them down the river, you follow your stick. On the river of life, you follow your heart. And
yes.
So you go down the river, you put in, and you follow your stick. Now, some people say, I'm number one, follow me, I'm going to be your great leader, or whatever. If they're not true, your raft will wrap around that boulder like wet newspaper to a kitchen floor, and all your
yeah.
friends and relatives will be, yeah, Kelly Joe. And so your friends and relatives get stuck on that river, and the boulder on the river of life is drugs, alcohol, speed, wacky tobacco, and all the things that people get stuck on. And they will try to get you on the boulder. Come on, take a drink of this. Take a shot of this. And you go, no, man, I want to see what life's all about. And so on either side of the big boulder, there are two big waves. And so you scream. The people are going to scream, and they're going to holler. And a good river guide puts the strongest paddlers in the front of the raft. And out of the side of your eye, out of the corner of your eye, you keep an eye on the person opposite so that your paddles hit the water at the same time. So you're not going down the river like a duck. And so the waves are called fear, F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real, or free every anxious reaction. Go for it, and don't be afraid of anything. And knock down that wave. And once you've knocked down that wave, you face the fear, you did it. And you look
and
down
so
on the
true.
Water. Because it's, yes. And so after you face the waves and the fear, and your friends and relatives might be back on that boulder trying to get you to come back and get on the boulder. And you go, no, man, I want to see what life's about. And you look down in the water, and the river will not let you look down. It reflects your face, the clouds, the passing birds. You made it. And you never look back when you go down the river of life. Do you know why? Because there's another boulder. And pretty soon, you get older and you understand that and you do the river dance. The Irish people do the river dance. It's a dance from the waist down. And the upper part of the body remains solid and firm. And so the legs do the dancing. And so the river is a dance. You go to the, and that's the Irish dance. You go to the top of the wave, a little bit sad when you're all the way up. You know why? You're going down into the gully. When you're all the way down in the gully, you'll be happy because you're going back up to the top of the wave. And you become, and in the 50s, they had a song, Hill and Gully Rider, Hill and Gully. That's the song of the river. And you go around the boulders, and you face the fear, and you knock down the waves. And when you get all the way down to the end of the river forks. And you have a choice. You can either go run another river, or take the right fork, and jump ashore and walk back upstream and help people who are just getting started going down the river. And while you're doing that, your problems are being taken care of. And so the river is life. And so you all have that precious stone inside of you.
That's
so as
beautiful.
Our earth goes into change, we have to look at the past. Because when Chief Junaleska was chief of the Cherokees, they came from Europe, and they were all in third grade, Nina, Pinta, Santa Maria. First name, middle name, last name, Golden Fox and Three Bears, Three Blind Mice, Three Little Pigs, IRS, CIA, BIA, FBI, NBC, CBS, ABC, and these three fingers run the country. Try it. Stick your thumb up. Hey, way to go. Now put your thumb back down. Now the pointing finger, the judgment finger. Shame on you. Now put that one back. Now stick up your middle finger. You know what that means. These three fingers run the country today. That's why everyone's in sadness because of judgment and no love. And so you want to become a human being. You do not point your finger. You become a human being and you bend your index finger and you say to someone who does something wrong, "Hey, see how you are? What can I do to help you?" You don't point at the tree. The Great Spirit made the tree. You say, "Oh, look at the tree. Tree drinks water. What a beautiful tree. I too am beautiful. The tree branches out. I branch out. Tree's got roots. I got my roots. Me and the tree were the same." And so my Navajo, the Diné is a correct name for Navajo people. The Diné, my Diné friend, she said, "Yeah, we don't point. We put our thumb on top of our fist and turn our hand upside down and we say, 'Oh, look at that beautiful sunset,' or 'Look at that beautiful rainbow.' We never point at what the Creator made." The Apache people, Apache means the people. And my Apache friend, Sundance, he said, "Yeah, Willie, we point with the lower lip. Who's that over there?" And they point the lip to the right or to the left or straight ahead. The pointing finger came on the boat. And so you want to graduate from third grade to fourth grade because a lot of kids are in fifth grade today. They slap their hands together and they go, "High five, dude." And so we're going from fourth to fifth world. What does it mean? Because we have the corn. The corn giver gave us the stories long ago. And so long ago, the instructions from the Great Spirit were be nice, don't fight, love each other, get along together, and I give you the beautiful first world. And so the first world was really nice, and it went along for about 3,600 years. And then the cleaning lady came by, and that's what is Planet X. That's what's coming by, and that's why the crazy weather today. And so they call the children today the X generation. That's like saying you're nothing. But the children are the future. So Planet X is coming by. In comparison, it's the size of a cantaloupe, and the Earth is the size of an orange. So we will all see it pretty soon. The people
and was that predicted by the Hopi?
Oh yeah, it's called the purifier. Yeah, that the purification day would come. Yeah, Grandfather David Menange was the keeper of the Hopi prophecies. He passed it on to Dan Evahama and Amos and Grandfather Martin. And so all of them told me the same story. And so the scientists call it the brown dwarf. I call it the dirty underwear planet because when the scientists see it, they're going to put little brown dwarfs in their underwear. So the first world was a beautiful world, and the people were told, be nice, don't fight. So after a while, they started shooting each other and things like that. And the first world was purified by fire, and that was the volcanoes. And the first gun to come over from England was called a blunderbuss because it had a front end like a funnel, and it was made by the Volcanic Arms Company in England. They would put rocks and chain or ball bearings or whatever in it to shoot another Indian. And so Will Rogers, he was quarter-blood Cherokee, and he says, "You know, folks, the pilgrims, they prayed a lot, probably for some more of that good Indian corn. But they always had a gun next to them while they was praying. That's to make sure they get what they was praying for." And so that was Will Rogers. He was brilliant. Anyway, so the first world was fire. They got what they asked for. So to remember, we have the red corn. And then, once again, same story all over again. Be nice, don't fight. And they forgot. They became coldness of thought toward each other. And that was the ice. Ice in Spanish is hielo. And so we have the yellow corn to remember the ice. And then the third world was the water, what some call the flood, and that was the white corn. And when you soak white corn in salt water, it swells up, and it's called hominy. And look what's happening today. Because of no love in a lot of the food manufacturers and the chemicals in the food, we swell up. And so white corn in salt water swells up, and it's called hominy. And so the greed today, hominy can I have? Hominy. And so that's a white corn went down in the water. And water in Cherokee is Ama. Ama is spelled A-M-A. Well, look at what's happening. Now we're on the fourth world, and we're in the time of the blue-black corn. We got a black president, and there's blue corn on the store shelves, and the color for West is black on the medicine wheel. And so we have the red corn, the yellow corn, the white corn, and the blue-black corn. And so now we see the corn that all four colors, red man, yellow man, white man, black man, are all together on one ear of corn. And the Cherokee people speak an Iroquois dialect. And so something is going to happen to bring all the people together on one ear of corn, because the corn is the only food that makes you eat in a circle, and the only food that takes the hand of man to transplant it. It doesn't propagate itself. And so that's the only food. What goes around comes around. You drop a pebble in a pool of quiet water, it makes circles. You cut down a tree, look at the tree stump, you see the circles. What goes around comes around. So them that don't have no love, it will come back on them. And so you want to have love for everybody. Everybody get along. And I'm saying everybody at 4 o'clock, every day at 4 o'clock, send out a prayer for peace all over the world. Everybody do it 4 o'clock every day. Why? Because they had a story about the 100th monkey. And the 100th monkey after World War II on the islands off the coast of Japan and all over the South Pacific, American scientists went to those islands and they were studying the tribes of monkeys. And they noticed on an island 100 miles off the coast of Japan that on this one island, this little monkey they named Dorothy. And little Dorothy monkey liked to eat the wild potatoes, but she did not like the taste of dirt. So she went over to the stream and she washed the dirt off of her potato. And she showed her mother, and the mother monkey with other baby monkeys showed the mothers how to wash the dirt off their potatoes. The old monkeys continued eating dirty potatoes. So something happened, and all the scientists were in shortwave radio contact with each other, and they said on one day they estimated it must have been the 100th monkey, because all the monkeys were over on little Dorothy's island washing the dirt off their potato. And when the 100th monkey showed up to wash the dirt off his potato, the thought jumped all over to all the islands, all over the South Pacific. Some of the islands were 1,000 miles apart. And in radio contact, the scientists were going, "My gosh, I can't believe it. All the monkeys on our island, this is the first time I've ever seen it. They're all washing the dirt off their potatoes, all on the same day, all at the same time, on all the islands." And it's scientific proof, 100th monkey. So if you have a tribe, we do not have a tribe anymore because of third-grade thinking, the thumb up, the pointing finger, and the middle finger. You never know. So because of that third-grade thinking, we no longer have the great tribe of man. So we could ask what we wanted. And so the 100th monkey is the scientific proof. When enough people join together with one thought, we could bring peace on this earth tomorrow morning. And so everybody listening, at 4 o'clock every day, the time zone does not matter. Send out the salt for peace. Let's clean the dirt off the big potato, our Mother Earth, and bring the great peace, P-E-A-C-E. Put everything aside and care for everyone. And that's the fifth ear of corn with all five colors, or four colors rather, joined together on one ear of corn. Red man, white man, black man, yellow man. We have yellow clouds at dawn, white clouds at midday, black clouds at storming, red clouds at sunset. And those are our cloud brothers. And so we look at it and we enjoy it and we eat and we take care of each other. And then we will have heaven on this earth, because the Turtle Island is shaking, and half moon is cause, full moon is effect, as the Victorian era itself. Man go boom on the half moon, on the full moon, earth go boom. What happened on the half moon on June 11, 2016? A man goes into a nightclub in Florida called The Pulse, and he shoots over 50 people. Man go boom. And that was on the half moon of June 11. Now let's watch the full moon of June and see the effect. For example, a half moon, a 90-year-old man is feeding homeless people. He set up the tables out of his own pocket. He bought the food, and he's feeding the homeless people in Miami, Florida. And the cops arrested him. They arrested an American for feeding Americans. That's against the law. So what happened in the same week on the full moon? A trillion-dollar space shuttle rocket ship loaded with food and supplies took off. Boom. It exploded on takeoff. It was taking food to the astronauts in space. What's the message? As above, so below. The astronauts in space did not get their food, and the homeless people on the ground did not get their food. What you put out comes back. Everything is full circle. And that's your sacred stone. It comes back to you. So we take care of each other.
And that's what we're here for. That's what we're supposed to do.
That's
right.
Thank you. And so the Hopi have a river story. They say, there is a river, and it is flowing swiftly. And there are those who are holding on to the shore with fear. But let go of the shore and go to the center of the river, and there you will meet others of like mind. Take nothing personal at this time, not even yourself. For if you do, you will be cast back up against the shore. And so release the fear, release the shore, and go back to the center of the river. For the river has a destination, and when it arrives, we will find that we are the ones that we have been waiting for. So.
Thank you. That's beautiful.
Thank you. You're beautiful. Wado. Wado is thank you in Cherokee. Wado.
Well, Wado, everybody, for listening tonight. And thank you, Willie, for coming on. Thank you for being my friend for all these years, and thank you for helping get the word out to the listeners out there.
Yeah, pass it around. You can see my movie Hope, H-O-P-E, His Options Please Everyone, on WillieWhitefeather.com and radio shows. That's Willie with a Y. And you'll see my movie Hope, H-O-P-E, His Options Please Everyone. My other movie's called The Third Mask. Hollywood gave us two masks, smile and frown. They left out the third mask, the mouth straight across to sink. So thank you. Wado.
Wado, thank you so much. And have a good night, all, and thank you for joining us.
You too, Kelly Jo. I send you love.
Love to you back.
Aho.
Aho.
Aho.